Good morning.
Log Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Eternal Faith Baptist Church in Maynard, Texas. I'm Bobby Sumner. Thanks for joining us this morning. We are getting ready for a great Sunday morning of worship with a great message from Pastor Gene titled, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. Happiness is a choice. You know, if you don't have God in your life, you're missing out on so much happiness and so much joy. God definitely desires to have a relationship with you. And at the end of our broadcast today, we'll actually have time to talk to you about how to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. For those who are sick and shut in with our church, we welcome you. All those around the world listening, we welcome you as well. And we are going to be starting here probably in about 6 minutes, but I wanted to give you just a little bit of information about our church. You can visit us online at www.eternalfaith.org. That's www.eternalfaith.org. And you will be able to visit there, look about our team, our pastoral staff, ways that we can pray for you, the way to receive Christ as your Savior, and a lot of other things that we have going on at the church. We can definitely be able to help you chime in. So also, if you're listening online, email us at office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at EFBCM.org. That's O-F-F-I-C-E at EFBCM.org. And there, just let us know if you need prayer requests. We'd love to pray for you. If you have any needs, if it's not just you, it could be your family. If you have any needs, we would be happy to pray for you. So, again, that's www.eternalfaith.org, or you can call us at area code 512-272-4043, Mondays through Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'd be glad to take your call as well. You know, the world has no hope. Look at the politics. Look at CNN. Look at Fox News. There's so much negativity going on in our world today. And one may often wonder why we don't have any hope. But with Christ, we have hope in everything. And without Him, there is no hope. It's like an empty candle that's not able to be lit. But with that candle being lit, it's Christ in your life. And we want you to be happy. We want you to take part in knowing Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have family that struggles and you don't know how to reach them, it's okay. Just pray for them. Pray that somebody will be able to receive them, help them to receive Christ as Lord and Savior each day that you pray. It is a great, great way. Because our family doesn't always like to listen to us, but they don't mind listening to somebody else a lot of times. So just pray that God will put that special person right in place to be able to minister to them in the ways that we could never think of. Our services are going to start in about 5 minutes, and we will talk to you after this service. Thanks for tuning in. Many of you may be asking, why are we starting so early? Well, we're starting early today because our Blog Talk Radio Power Stream site is allowing us to start at 15 minutes before our services. So we are able to come to you and to talk to you a little bit before then, and to be able to just share a little bit of good news and encouragement with you. Again, we'll be starting in about 3 minutes. So we're starting in 2 minutes. Visit us online at www.eternalfaith.org. Meet us. Tell us a little bit about yourself online. Look at our pastoral stuff. If you're ever in the area, we'd love to have you come visit with us. www.eternalfaith.org. 2 minutes and 6 seconds till service time. You think a lot of times you don't have hope in your life. There's definitely hope through Jesus Christ, and we would love to have you know that hope. So today, after our message, log on to our website at www.eternalfaith.org, and you have a plan of salvation there. And also, we'll be sharing that at the end of the service. If you do not know how to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you'd like somebody to pray with you, we'll be able to be praying at that time. 1 minute and 30 seconds until service starts. This morning, our worship music will be led by Brian Sinclair and the EFBC Choir. Pianist is Glenda Rhodes. Sound team, Chris Odom, Tammy Sumner, Bobby Sumner. Glad to have you listening to us this morning. 30 seconds till service time. My soul, my faith, my
Thank you. You know, I was complimenting the choir, but you guys also were here today. Good job. If you look at some of your little, you will see the youth announcements. We've got just a couple. First, this Tuesday, which was just announced as the Valentine's Banquet youth, we will be assisting with the service at that. So if you can be here at 4:45 dressed up, that would be great. If you're new to our Valentine's Banquet, we operate on tips as far as the youth helping out. We're glad to do it regardless. But if you feel so led to give a tip at the end of the evening, we collect all those, and then we divide them amongst all the youth servers who came and helped. And that money will go into the youth account to help with our summer activities. So you guys have always been great each year. We appreciate that. And we're looking forward to coming and spending the evening with you on Valentine's Day. Also, you'll notice we'll have a parents meeting on next Sunday, the 19th. That's right after the morning service. And we'll be discussing all the information that you're going to need to know concerning our summer activities, that camp, mission trip, beach trip. So cost, times, all that great stuff. So make sure you are here for that. I will try to be brief because I know our Sunday afternoons can get busy. Speaking of busy Sunday afternoons, Brother Gene, today at 5 o'clock we'll have that. So I'll be right on the youth building. We hope you'll come and join us for that. And that's what I have for you this morning. Brian, you'll come up with our scripture reading.
Please read responsibly from this congregation. We're reading from Matthew 5, verses 3 through 10. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As we go into a time of prayer this morning, I ask that during the worship service this morning, that you earnestly pray for David Snow. He is in critical condition, very critical condition this morning. That's where Troy and Misty are, and the rest of the family. So I ask you to pray for him and the family as he's in critical condition this morning. Let's go to the down prayer. Lord Jesus, we just come to you today. Lord, we bring our cares to you. Lord, that you said that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, we know that you love us and that you have been merciful. Just abounding in loving kindness. Lord, I ask especially this morning that you be with David Snow, his family, Lord, that you minister to him, minister your love, minister your hope, minister your peace, minister your ultimate healing. And Lord, we just ask you to encourage the family and strengthen all of those around today. Lord, also, we just pray for our time at worship, Lord, that we focus on you, that our words and our singing, our thoughts and our prayers, and even our ears will be attuned to hear what you have to say. Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Amen.
You'll take your bulletin and let's tear off the perforated portion. You can communicate with us if you're our guest and you did not receive a card from the Welcome Center, then fill this out and drop it in the offering plate so we can. Know you better. If anyone has prayer requests, put them on here. We'd like to join you in prayer. Let's stand and greet one another.
And as our church greets one another this morning, we'd like to welcome you to listening to our online broadcast at Eternal Faith Baptist Church in Maynard, www.eternalfaith.org. You can find us online. We're so happy that you're here. And for the rest of the service this morning, you'll have a few more songs. And then we will have the pastor bring in the message this morning. So visit us online, again, www.eternalfaith.org. And at the end of the service, if you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior, we ask that you let us know by emailing us at office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at E-F, as in Frank, B-C-M .org, or calling us from 9 to 2 a.m. Central Time at 512-272-4043 is our line if you receive Christ. Need prayer, anything that you need. we ask that you call us in regards to that. And our services will resume in just a moment. Now we're coming to the part of the children's moment where our children and puppets will all get a short message this morning.
Thank you. know, when he was talking to Jesus. And the man asked Jesus, he said, "Hey, how do I become born again?" And this was a grown man. What does that even mean to be born again? Was the man saying, "Hey, I'm a grown man now, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to be a baby"? No, that's kind of silly, isn't it? What did he mean, be born again? He wants to be saved so he can go to heaven. The Bible says, guys, that if we are in Christ, that if we are followers of Christ, it means we are a new creation. That means we're brand new. But even more than that, guys, I could make this ring look brand new, but it would never be pure. But if we are followers of Christ, not only are we a brand new creation, but God makes us pure on the inside. Can I still have a funny haircut? Can I wear torn clothes and have dirty hands and still be pure? Absolutely you can. That's right. That's just outside stuff. But guys, when we have Christ in our hearts, we are pure. Does that mean we're still going to do some things during the day that God probably doesn't want us to do? Yeah, that's what that means. But we are pure because God is pure. Does that make sense to you? Let's work on our spring cleaning. Let's do some vacuuming this year. But most of all, let's remember and be excited about the fact we have Jesus in our hearts. We are a new creation, man. And that's a really cool thing. And he makes us pure, no matter how much cleaning I do on the outside. That's really cool. Let's thank you for that. Yes, sir.
My mommy
puts
the baby in the
tub. Okay. That's congratulations, my friend. Yes, sir.
My shoes are
glittery. Those are very glittery and almost a Valentine's Day kind of glittery. Guys, let's go to the Lord and let's talk to him. Let's thank him for how he's taken care of us. Father God, we thank you for this day. God, thank you that we come together, that your church can meet. God, that we could sing songs of praise, that we could worship you. And as Brian said earlier, God, thank you that you love us, God. And thank you that you do, God, that you do allow us to have a relationship with you. And that you provide purity, Father, not something that we can do on our own. God, thank you that you provide salvation for more than what we ask for. Thank you for that. God, pray for David and his family. God, I just ask that you will give us some blessings. God, I extend that to these young people. Thank you for taking care of them, Father, and your kindness to them. We've asked that you can take care of them and keep them safe, Father. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Guys, if your children serve you, you're dismissed to the back.
Thank you, Bill. Could you join us in by standing and join us in the speaking? That's where we're going to continue our work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for the wonderful day to upon us in our church, Father. Pray to be with us today, open our hearts and minds to hear the message, Father, to others. I pray, Father, to be with yourselves in the day, Father. Pray that you will give them strength, give them encouragement, Father. But this is for your glory. Father, we ask that you would that we would give back to you, Father, that you give us, you would multiply us, and you give us thirst for the Father. And all these things we ask in the hands of your precious name.
My sin, yes, he loves me. we continue to look at the Beatitudes, we come this morning to the 8th verse, Matthew 5. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. This is the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And in this 8th verse, Jesus makes one of the greatest statements in all Scripture. If you grasp the truth of what Jesus is saying here, happiness is yours. It's guaranteed. A pure heart will see God, not someday, but right now, here upon the earth. As we look at this passage, let's go back to the historical setting. The Jews were looking forward to, expecting the coming of the Messiah. But they were expecting a warrior Messiah who would come against Rome and set them free of all the oppression of the Romans. They thought that they were doing well with all their religious acts, their all the rites that they were going through and everything. But when Jesus came, he did not meet their expectations. He wasn't concerned about solving their economic problems, but with their spiritual problems. He was concerned with the problem of their hearts. Now, the Jews who had been true to the Scripture and been following the Scriptures, they knew that Ezekiel taught them that a Messiah would come and he would cleanse them of all their sins and he would take their stony hearts and give them a heart that was of flesh, pliable. Some who were listening to Jesus' message were questioning, what must I do to belong to the kingdom of God? How can I go to heaven? How can I overcome the sin in my life? In this marvelous, marvelous sermon, Jesus answers these questions and many, many more. How can sinful man be right with God? Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. First thing I want to ask this morning, number one in the outline, is a pure heart possible? To answer this, we've got to look at the few of the terms that Jesus uses here. Blessed means happy. It means that which I am is all right with God. We get along together. We move together. Heart is not referring to the physical heart within us, but the seat of our emotions. It refers to our thinking process, and from that, the will of man, what we choose to do. The heart is the control center of our mind, our will, and our emotions. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Wow, guard your heart. God has always been more concerned with our heart than what we're going through. You got that? God is more concerned with our heart and what is going on about us or what we're going through. Do you know why God destroyed the earth with a flood? It's because of the heart of the people was wicked. Genesis 6:5, let me read it to you. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. Wow, man was so wicked that every intent of his heart. Every thought coming from the heart was on evil, not once in a while, not rarely, but continually. Therefore, Jesus says in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Pure. What does that mean? Bill did a great, great illustration of it this morning with the wedding ring. Gold. Gold is refined to get the impurities out of it. Pure means that which is unmixed. Applied to the heart, it means purity of motive, single-mindedness, undivided devotion, spiritual integrity, true righteousness. Number one, believers desire purity. True Christians are not satisfied with just going to heaven someday. They desire to be pure before God. Paul stated this in Romans 7. I'll read you verses 15, 21, and 25. Beginning of verse 15. I do not understand what I do. For what I do, what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Paul speaking there, like many of us have gone through and feel oftentimes. I don't do what I really want to do. And that which I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Verse 21. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. And listen to this. Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. What's he saying? He's saying, I battle with sin. My flesh wants to chase after sin, but praise God, Jesus Christ is there, and he enables me not to chase after sin. Wow. The deepest desire of people who know Jesus Christ as their Savior and who are growing in Christ is holiness, even when sin blocks the fulfillment of holiness. Purity of heart is more than sincerity of heart. A motive can be very, very sincere, but lead to evil action. Back in the Old Testament, the pagan priests of Baal, were challenged to cause a big altar sacrifice of animals on top of the altar to cause God, their God, little g, Baal, to consume it with fire. And what they did, they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and nothing happened. In order to get the attention of God, Baal, they shouted louder and louder. They took knives and cut themselves in sincerity. And nothing happened. Sincere deeds, even good deeds, done for religious reasons, cannot please God. God requires a pure heart. That our motives be pure in all we do. Number two, good deeds are worthless without a pure heart. God's standard is 100% purity. Matthew 5:48. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. God's standard for us is himself. He wants us to please him with a pure heart, a heart that is holy unto him, to be holy as he is holy, to be perfect as he is perfect. You see, impurity in our heart separates us from God. But a pure heart binds us with God, unites us with him. only purity of heart through Jesus Christ will men be able to be reconciled to the Father. Let me share with you. There are two kinds of religion. The religion of human achievement. Human achievement. Religion that is based on what man can achieve. Then there is, second, the religion of divine accomplishment. Religion based upon what God and only God can accomplish. Religion of human achievement says you do as much good as you can and be the best that you can, and then you will draw closer to God. That never works. Biblical Christianity is heart religion. A heart relationship with God the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ, who gives us a pure heart. You see, and get this, number three, God's implanted purity is required. God's implanted purity is required. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. When a person accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, repenting of sin, confessing that he is the Christ, asking him to forgive us of our sin, God forgives us of our sin, but he does something miraculous. He implants a pure heart within us. The purity, the righteousness of his Son, Jesus Christ, becomes ours at salvation. God's purity, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Number four, is purity given at salvation. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you a pure heart. We ought to say hallelujah, amen, praise God, for what he does. For what he does. Romans 4:5. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. The one who doesn't work to earn salvation, but trusts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, then he has a pure heart given to them by the Father through the Son. Got it? Rattle. Shake your hands in. I'm not hearing amen, so I've got to find out some way. Yes. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he sees your pure heart. The preacher, I know I've seen it. I know I'm not a good person. I'm really aware of the wrong that I do. This is true. But you have the righteousness of Jesus Christ as your own righteousness. God sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son. Praise God. This is pictured for us in the Old Testament, the tabernacle. Once a year, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, and he would take the blood of a lamb that had been sacrificed. And inside the Holy of Holies, he would sprinkle it on the seat of God, the altar of God. God sees us through the sacrifice of his Son, who took all the punishment for all our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us of our sin. Now, among theological scholars, this is known as our position. God sees us positionally pure because of the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. Christ's righteousness becomes ours. from the moment of our salvation, forever we're seen through the blood of Jesus Christ. Perfectly pure, righteous, without a blemish, as God sees his own Son. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That's it. The song we sang this morning. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. Another fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Wow, that, my friend, is the essence of the gospel.
Amen.
God sees us through the blood of his Son that cleanses us of all sin. Now, next comes the really hard part. Number 5, God demands our participation. God demands that we get involved in this. What we're talking about here, we must work at giving up impure thoughts, impure actions, sinful actions, and taking on that which is pure. Giving up that which does not honor God, that causes us not to think godly thoughts, and moving to that which honors God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Put aside anything that would stand in the way of your relationship with the Father. Put aside anything that causes you to think impure thoughts. Don't let anything contaminate the flesh and take you away from godliness. Hey, we're not saved to be perfect someday. We're saved to be pure today.
Amen.
Pure today. Taking on godliness. You know what? You control what you think about. You can make your mind stop going after trash and start relating to God. You just choose to do that. Happiness is a choice. Choosing pure thoughts is a choice. A choice we make daily. Yes, we all face temptations, but with every temptation, God provides a way out. Yes, we will sin because we live in these earth suits, this flesh, but we must confess those sins, repent of those, and guess what? He cleanses us of all sin. Praise God. He keeps us clean. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
So, one Sunday, preacher preached a sermon. Congregation was standing and singing the hymn of invitation, and one of the finest men in the church, a deacon, a generous man, a kind man, a thoughtful man, who was always thinking of others, began to walk down the aisle. The preacher thought, he's coming to ask me to pray for someone. But whenever a man got to the preacher, he leaned over into his ear and he said, Pastor, I want you to pray that I can be as good on the inside as everybody sees me on the outside.
Amen.
Yes, yes. May we become good on the inside with a pure heart. But we've got to work at it. So, preacher, I'm pretty good. I'm 99% good.
99.9% good.
That's not enough. Let me read you some statistics. If 99.9% is good enough, 22,000 checks will be deducted from the wrong bank accounts during the hour that we're in worship. If 99.9% is good enough, 2 million documents will be lost by the IRS this tax season. Some of you said yes. If 99.9% is good enough, 20,000 incorrect drug prescriptions will be written this year. If 99.9% is good enough, 12 new babies will be given to the wrong parents today. Today. Less than 100% is not good enough.
Amen.
We've got to work at uniting with God, joining hands with God to have pure lives. Not just what people see, but who we really are. Number 6, complete purity is coming. Praise God.
Amen.
1 John 3:2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Yes, when Christ comes, we're going to be like him. And we're going to realize true, perfect purity. Until that day, how do we develop purity? Second section in the outline. As we stated earlier, we are to participate with God in developing earthly purity. How do we do this? First of all, number one, purity without God is impossible. We've got to realize, we've got to know that we cannot do it in and of ourselves. We can work at it, but we can't make it without God's help. We need his strength day by day, working in and through us. Proverbs 29 says, who can say, I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. We can't do it. It takes the hand of God in our lives. And number 2, we've got to stay in God's Word. John 15:3 says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. The Bible makes us aware of areas that we need to clean up, and we've got to stay in the word. Let me tell you about a man who owned a Volvo, Urban Garden. Urban Garden had this red Volvo. He drove it, get this, 275,000 miles. You know that's enough to drive around the earth 126 times. He's still driving it. When asked, how did you do this? He said, I read the owner's manual and do what it says. Yeah. It's not stuck in the glove compartment and never seen. It's not hidden at home somewhere. I read it. I follow the instructions. Read God's word. This is the owner's manual for us. And follow God's word. Live by it. Let it work in your heart and in your life. Follow it. Number 3, walk in the Holy Spirit's control. Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. What's he saying here? If we allow God's Spirit to direct our lives, then we're not going to be getting into
all the sin in this world. Let His Spirit have control of our lives. Let Him direct our thoughts. Give them to Him. Let Him work. When you find your mind straying and going after that which is impure, come back to the Lord. Lord, direct my thoughts. I give you my thoughts. Help me think what is pure and holy. Help me think about what it honors you, Father. Yes, and He will. Number four, pray. Pray. Prayer is more than giving to God our want list. God is not Santa Claus. God is not your ATM. We need to do more than, here's my list, take care of it, I'm going on. Pray at all times. Galatians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. He says here, pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. Formal prayers, prayers that just erupt from us, prayers that come from our heart, prayers that are the same thing we've said before and we haven't seen the answers. Keep on praying on all occasions at all times. Pray, pray. The result, what's going to happen? Number three, God's guarantee. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. We'll have, number one, first of all, intimate fellowship with Him. We'll hear from God. We'll know His voice. We'll walk with Him. We'll talk with Him. We'll be aware of His presence in our lives. At salvation, we begin to live with Him, and it grows sweeter and sweeter and sweeter day by day. We'll realize that we are clean before Him, and we'll walk in His joy and happiness and blessedness. The promise is, number two, new spiritual eyes. As we grow in the Lord, and as we participate with Him, in becoming pure in our actions, then we realize more and more of Him. You know, Job went through horrible, horrible times. He lost his family. He lost their homes. He lost his herds. He lost everything except his wife. His wife said to him, curse God and die, Job. He had friends that came to him. His friends kept saying, Job, what sin is there in your life that has brought this about? Job said, I don't know of any. I've lived before God to honor Him. Finally, at the end of the book of Job, God instructs him to pray for his friends. And after he prays for his friends, God multiplies everything back to Job. In Job 42:5, Job says, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. He said, I see you, God. You're everywhere. You're here with me. Praise God. The promise, we'll see God. We'll see Him in our life. We'll recognize His working in our life. Let me ask you a question. Has He given you a pure heart? If not, you can ask today. He gives pure hearts to those who repent of sin and call upon Him. It's yours today, free for the asking. It doesn't matter what impurity you bring before it. Jesus Christ died for all the sin of all the world. And He offers you forgiveness of sin, a home in heaven, a pure heart. Okay. Let's stand together.
Join me in prayer. Father, we come before you and thank you. Thank you for your
Sumner. And as Pastor Gene offers a time of invitation, if you haven't received Christ as the Lord, there's four things you have to do. First thing, you have to realize that you're a sinner. Then you have to repent. Many people will say, well, what does repent mean? That means that you know you're doing things wrong in your life and you're telling God, I know you don't agree with it, and I'm going to give this to you and I'm going to turn away and not do that anymore. Then you request God to save you through Jesus, and then you receive the Lord. So if you'd like to pray this prayer with me, dear Father, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've fallen short in my life. And Lord, of all the things I've done wrong, whether I realize them or not, I give them to you, and I repent of them and ask that you wipe them completely clean from my life. Lord, I ask you to save me through Jesus Christ, Lord. I know that he lived and died for me. And now I received Jesus Christ as my Lord. And Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, we'd like to know it. We'd like for you to call us at area code 512-272-4043. Or you can email us at office@efbcm.org. And I'd like to invite you again to visit our website at www.eternalfaith.org. I'm Bobby Sumner. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again here next week. Bye-bye.